Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos. Daf Tes. Begin Chaf from a base by the bottom of the page. Chaf from a base. Ches from a base by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Gufa. Some we said in Chesam and Aleph, Gufa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shlomim sheshachtan beheichal ksherin. If you have a shlomim that shechted in the heichal, it's kosher. Shenemar, even though it's supposed to be done in the Azara, Shenemar, shchato pesach ohel moed. And the Hilige Torah tells us, what does it say? It says that in reference to the shlomim, you should shechted in the Azara, in the courtyard, by the entrance of the Ohel Moed, v'lo yitafel chamer min ha'ikar. And the reason that the courtyard should not be more than the actual primary, which is the heichal, right? Since a shlamim can be shechted in the courtyard, certainly it can be shechted also in the heichal. Yo, the fact that Gemara meisve. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, mer minayin shemikifu of the gechavim es hazara. How do we know that Rav Avodah Zarah next? If goyim come, they surround the courtyard, right? They're attacking and they're throwing their bombs in there and shooting at us and all that craziness, right? Rashi says their spears and their arrows. Shekuanim lechasim lehecha va'ochlin bekotchei kotchim. At the Kohanim, they can go into the heichal, even though it's supposed to be in the Azara. They're allowed to go ahead and they're allowed to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bekotchei kotchim, right? And to eat the kotchei kotchim and the shiyari minachos over there. How do we know? Talmud lomar, because the pasuk says, by the kotchei kotchim, the meat of kotchei kotchim, beep, turn the page, sets him off. Bekodesh HaKadoshim tochlena. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, you eat it. Now, what does it mean over here? It's talking about the Heichal. So saying that, this food doesn't become disqualified when it gets taken into the Heichal. Okay, V'ha Lamalikra. According to Rav Yochanan, why do I need this Pasuk of Kodesh HaKadoshim to teach that the food doesn't become puzzle in that area? Lema, let's say that this din is learned out. B'chatzer ohel moed yochluha. The pasuk says in the chatzer, in the courtyard of the ohel moed, they go and they eat it. V'lo yitafel, right? That's talking about the teaching that the kachem is eaten in the courtyard. V'lo yitafel chav min ha'ikar. That can't be more than the ikar, which is in the heichal, right? Since the kachem doesn't become pasul when it's in the courtyard, certainly it's not going to be disqualified when it's going to be in the heichal. So if Yochanan's logic is put over here, then the Brisa is learning out from in the kachem kachem is not necessary because the same outcome could come. You could get that even without that. Rav Yochanan Shtickel, his idea, his logic applies to avoda, that is to the service. Like, for example, the shechita of the shlamim, the adam oved b'mkom rabo, which is something that a person would do in front of his rabbi. Amrina shaloye tafel chamor min ha'ikar. Therefore, we could say that the secondary, meaning the azara, shouldn't be more than the actual heichal. So, if something done can be done in the azara, which is not close to the master, meaning the Kodesh HaKadoshim Hashem, or certainly can be done in the Heichal, which is closer. Achila, but the reference to Achila, this doesn't really work. Shein Adam Ocham Komabo, because a person would not eat in front of his Rebbe. They wouldn't go and eat in front of it. And it's just not a respectful thing to do, says Rashi. So the only reason we know that somebody can eat the food in the heichal is that the pasuk says the kosher kedushim, right? Lo kasev krav yedin written it lo ye tafel chamim in eker lo minan. We would not say lo ye hey tafel chamim in eker. We wouldn't say such a statement. In reference to eating, the chatzer should be more than right. It should be more. And the pasuk for Nevin to teach us not like that. Yitmar. No, the machlok is about the mincha. Blala chutzlchomos azara. If someone mixed the flour of a mincha, mixed it up with oil outside of the walls of the azara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible. And Rish Lakish Amar Kshera. He says we good in a hood. No problem. We fine. Because you shall pour upon it oil and place upon it levona. And the next pasuk says, you'll bring it to the sons of Aaron, the kohanim. The kohanim will take the komets. The fact that it mentions the kohanim only in reference to the kamitza, not by the previous pasuk of pouring it. From then on, so that of the kohen has to be done. Limid al yitziko b'lilo, which is teaching about the pouring and the mixing of the oil, which is called before kamitza. So kamitza shkasher mizar. It's even kosher for zar to go and do. Umid the kahuna lobaya, and since the mixing doesn't need kahuna, pim nami lobaya also doesn't need to be done inside the courtyard. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's going to be possible. Kamed desiyasa b'chliu, since its mixing is done in a kli shares. But at least it needs to be done inside the courtyard. And Tanya comes to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Baris says, support Rabbi Yochanan, Balala Zar Kosher. If a non-coin mixed the mincha, it's going to be valid. Chutz the Chomas Hazara Psul, but if it's mixed outside of the wall of the Hazara, it's going to be no good. Yitmar. We have another Machukas Rechon Mishalkesh about the mincha. Mincha, Shechotzra Kodem Kemitza. Let's see, the mincha is lacking before Kemitza is done. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Yochanan says, Yavi Mitoch Beisel Vimelad. Go bring from your house and you fill it up. Mishalkesh Omar, Loi Mitoch Beisel. We saw this. Anyway, Rav Yochanan says that because Kemitza establishes it as a mincha, it's set up now as a mincha. Rashi says the kol comment, the lo comment, lo mikri mincha, the lo created by mina mincha. Prat l'shechesra k'dem first. Come on, kol shem kaviyas tamim b'melchus klomer zokiklois connected. It's attached. Lazev ain't it to yochel l'shanos. You can't switch the havi achet achtav vishukfu yachad. So Yochanan says, you bring from your house, you fill it up. Only kamitza gives it the full status of a mincha, which could then be considered no good through when it goes down. In our case, what happened before kamitza, the carbon does not become, then it doesn't become invalid, and the missing flour can be replenished. You can put in place of it. Don't do it because kedushas kli kavalei. The Kedusha of the Kli establishes it as a mincha, even the Kedusha itself. As soon as you put it into the Kli itself, it's full-fledged mincha, and therefore it can be possible when it's lacking over there, and therefore after it's lost, there's nothing you can do to go and you can fix it. Rashi says, B'shem, Kedusha Kli, Kavala, B'shem, V'karina, Ba, Min HaMincha, Prat, Cheshechesra. Frankly, again, the Gemara in Rishakish. Let's say the lug of oil became lost, there's a loss of it, it goes lower before the coin poured it into the hand of the second coin, right before he puts the oil on the mitzvah's body. One coin pours oil from the lug measuring from the kli onto the left palm of another coin. The first coin then performs the application using the oil, holding the second coin in his hand. So what happens? Okay, now the saying is Mish Lakish, who says that the Kli is going to make it something which is going to be a problem if it's lacking. It's a gnar to you of that, so you actually necked off Mish Lakish, and therefore, and the same thing with the Kemitza, if it's in the Kli, that's not what's going to do it, and therefore you can go and you can replenish it if you didn't do the Kemitza, like Rav Yochanan had said.
Yetmar, another elegant machlo, okay, Shirayim Shechosh, Ben Kemitza,
let's see if Shirayim of the mincha that was lacking between the kemitza and the burning of the komets, then Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that is, right, the kemitza was performed and the mincha was complete, but it became lacking, deficient afterwards. In this case, it would certainly not help to replace the missing flour because the added flour would not have done, no kemitza was done to it. The question is whether the mincha is good without replenishing it.
Shirayim, Shechazu ben Kemitza l'Aktara. You did the Kemitza after the Aktara. Now it's lacking a little. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mak Tiru Komets Aleihem.
You go and you burn it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Mak Tiru Komets Aleihem. You do not go and do it. Yo. Libe the Rabbi Eliezer Kulei Amar Lo Pligi. According to Rabbi Eliezer, everyone, both Rabbi Yochanan Amar and Shlokas, is going to be maskim. The Komets should be burned. That's according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says, Dema Heicha de avdu shirayim onisrefu kamekasher v'ilazer lekaman lahakter komets kolshkein chatsudika shir b'miktasa. Right? Even if all of its stuff is lost, the komets should be burned. That's what he says. So certainly if it's just lacking a little bit. Kipli yelib Rabbi Yeshua. Where are they arguing? In the world of Rabbi Yeshua. And now we get to see the machlokes. Rabbi Shua, he holds that if all of the shirayim are lost, then the milcha is going to be no good. Rabbi Shlokesh disagree about how Rabbi Shua would rule where only some of it is lost. It's not. We learned in a mishnah. It's coming up in Daf Chavav about the parts of a milcha that remain after kamitza. Nitmu shira, nitzfu shira, avdi shira. If the leftover stuff became tamei, burnt or lost before the kometz was burnt on the mizbeach, kamidas Rabbi Eliezer kshera. According to that of Rabbi Eliezer, he says it's going to be kasha. Rashi is tamer v'per kitzat solon. He says in psachim, v'asisa l'secha basar v'adam, v'adasar v'adam, v'adam, avdi shein basar. Kshera. Not their comments, the comments below Shiraim Dumya, the Dam below Basar, it's like Dam with a Basar. So, Kamidas Rabbi Eliezer Kshera. Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua, Psula. And he says, Emein Basar, Ein Dam. Emein Dam, Ein Basar. So, Apostle Lahak to your comments. He says, you're not allowed to go ahead and be knocked here, the comments over there. Man, the Apostle Kerebi Yeshua, which Lakish says that the Mincha is no good even if it's Shiraim are a little bit lower. Is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Let's go to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah. Even though Rabbi Yeshua's whole shtickle is talking about the leftover of a mincha, who the stuff ended up getting completely depleted, Rabbi Shlokesh says Rabbi Yeshua would mask him, he would rule similarly when they're only a little bit missing. The Mashir, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's valid, would say, Atkan lo am Rabbi Yeshua, Hosam Ela delo ishtayer. Shua said that the mincha is invalid only where nothing is left of its remnants. When it's left over, feel Rabbi Shua delayed. So he says, it's not like he's disagreeing with the previous statement, saying like, no, it's only when it's totally gone, but if it's a little bit left, then he's going to be mode that the mincha is valid, it is good. D'tanya, can we look to the b'risa, Rabbi Shua, Omer, Kol HaZvachim Shabbatorah, all of them that were shechted, and the meat of the chilev was destroyed, it became tamei. Shinishtaim him kazais baso kazais chilev, a little bit left over, zorik adam, you can throw the dam on the mizbeach because of that. Kachatzi zais baso kachatzi zais chilev, but if only half a zais of meat and that of chilev are available, in the zorik es hadam, one cannot throw the dam. Uba ola, in the case of an ola, afilu kachatzi zais baso kachatzi zais chilev, even if all that's left over was half of that of meat and half of Chelev Zork is a dam. You can throw the dam. Mipnei Shaba Ola Kula Kala. Because by an Ola, the entire thing gets burnt. Right? In the case of an Ola, both the meat and the Chelev are burnt on the Mizbech. So a half a Kazayas of each one of them come to do a full Kazayas. So if a Micha comes to Micha, half a Bisha Kula Kayamas. Even if all of it's still there, Lo Yizuk, you don't go ahead and you can't throw it. Beep, turn the page. Tesma base. Mincha Mai Avadate. What's the reason? What are you doing with the Mincha? How can the Bais say a Mincha which doesn't have dam in reference to throwing the blood? Like what shy? What are you going to do with it? Rashi says, "My zrika yesh mincha." I'm Rav Papa. Mincha's nesachim. It's talking about the libation of the mincha. Right? It comes with certain animal offerings, and it's saying that if all the meat and the chilev of the carbon is lost, its dam can be thrown, even if its libation mincha is still there. It was necessary for the Brisa to tell you this, because I would have thought, holu bahadi zevach asa, since the mincha, the sachem of the mincha is brought together with the animal, kigufi de zevach damya, it's considered, it's like the animal, it's like the zevach itself, right? The meat of the chil of the carbon. The presence of the mincha should also allow the dam to be thrown, right? So it takes on that status, kamashmal, and if it comes to tell you, that's not the case. The dam cannot be thrown unless some meat or chalev is there. The existence of the mincha, that's not going to help. It's not going to help you. We see that Yeshua is mentioning, we see that Yeshua is mentioning in this price that as long as some of the meat or the chalev of an animal is there, then we continue on. Carry on. The korban, carry on. Now, this we can go and extend that to a mincha also, and that's as a messiah. The supports of Yochanan and Shtickel, that Yeshua considers a mincha good, as long as some of the stuff is still there. And the Braisa, therefore, is contradicting Rav Yochanan's, is connected with Reish Lakish, who argues with Yochanan, who says that according to Rav Yeshua, even a little bit of deficiency is going to make it no good. Uman de pasal, and the one who passes it, namely Reish Lakish, who passes any mincha who's left over deficient would say back, Shiny Yachin, this case is different. It's different people. The Yamakra, because the Pasuk says, Vehirim HaKoin Min HaMincha.
is askarasa v'hikter is becha. The kohen will separate from the mincha its memorial portion, in other words, the kometz, and burn on the mizbeach. Ha mincha. What does it mean when it says ha mincha? It means ad the isa l'kula mincha l'le'akter. Until the entire mincha is there, he shall not burn the kometz. On that pasuk, we could come and argue that even though Yeshua rules in the case of a carbon of an animal, that only some of its meat, its chayil, needs to be available, he would agree that the leftover mincha has to be complete. V'idach, what about Yochanan? Min ha-mincha, mincha sh'ayis kvar. What he means is, he's referring to the mincha that was already at the time, it refers to the mincha that was there already at the time of kmitza. So even if the leftover of the mincha becomes lost, the kometz can be offered as long as the mincha was there during the kmitza. Now we come the opposite way, and that is Rabbi Yochanan comes as a kasha Rish Lakish from the braisa that we're going to see, which is talking about the lechem upon him that's lacking. Ad shelo pirka nifras lachma. If the bread broke before it was removed, in other words, right, when a part of the lechem upon him broke and some of it was lost before the loaves were removed from the shulchan, halechem pasul vein makter alav is a bezichen. All the bread of lechem upon him is no good, and one may not burn the spoons over there, the bezichen, right, of the lavona, on the mizbeach, like for it. But let's say it was from the bread broke after it was removed, then the bread is going to be pasul. The lechem is going to be pasul. But you can, you can go ahead and burn the spoons of the levona on the mizbeach. V'amar Rabbi Elazar lo perka mamish doesn't mean literally removed. Only once the time has arrived in order to go ahead and to remove it, Rabbi Shloperkin, even if it wasn't removed, it's considered like it's already moved. So this Bryce says that if the lechem upon it becomes lacking after its removal from the shulchan, then the lavona is going to be fit, which is the equivalent of kmitza. Then the lavona, which is like the kometz, is fit to be brought in the mizbeach. So we see over here against Rabbi Shlokish that something that happened after the kmitza does not consider it invalid. Amarlei, so what does he say back? Hamani, who's that going like? Rabbi Eliezer, he. As Rabbi Eliezer says that a mincha is going to be good even after all of its stuff gets lost. We saw earlier, right? That was both Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan maskim that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the coins can be burned even after the stuff is completely gone. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to Rabbi Shlokish, Ana Aminalach, Mishta Shlema. I'm saying to you a complete Mishnah, complete teaching over here, something which is said. Rashi says, Stam Mishnah. I'm telling you the Stam Mishnah. And V'amart li at Rabbi Eliezer. You're telling me to Rabbi Eliezer? E Rabbi Eliezer, if it's going to come to Rabbi Eliezer, my area nifras. Why does it say that the broke, which means only some of it was missing? Afilu saruf v'avad nami machshir. Even if it was burned or lost, meaning all of it's missing, Rabbi Eliezer would still say that it's going to be fit. The levona can be brought to the mizbeach, right? So this is Gemara. Ishtik, he was quiet. Shlokish was quiet. Vamai Shasak, why was he quiet? Lemele, just say to him, Tzibor Shiny. Just respond. We're dealing with the Tzibor, but that's going to be different. Hol the Ishtri Tumah Legabayo, because we know there's things known as Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor. Right, so istri nami chaseros, and we say that's also going to be allowed. Right, that means even if a little bit of partially deficient milcha is going to be no good, that applies only to the private one, but not to the tzibor. So Rish Lakish should have answered that in the case of the lechem upon him, which is for the tzibor, we should be maskim that it remains valid even though it is lacking, even though it's deficient. Amar ba de brava, zos ameris al chisaron keba'al mumdami. That's telling us that a carbon with a chisaron is considered like a balmum. The ain balmum bitzibor. There ain't no balmum shtickle when it comes to the tzibor. An animal that's too balmum, is a balmum to be a... Yeah, if it's too much of a mum to be brought as a private, one that's going to be no good as a public one. So if a lacking that happened after Kamitza would disqualify a private mincha, then it would also disqualify a Sibu one like Lechem HaPanim. Shri Shalkish was unable to answer the Lechem HaPanim, is considered more mako. Okay, and Yosef, a papa of a Karmel, he was sitting over there, papa was sitting, he was sitting over this discussion where Father Barba explained why Shlokesh didn't answer that a communal mincha is treated more mekel than a private one. Amar le, Rav Yosef, Bar Shammel, Rav Papa, Milo Askinan, de Rabbi Yochanan, Ver Shlokesh, Ben Milchas Omer? Aren't they talking about a Milchas Omer? The Siborhi, which is a carbon Sibor. Upligi, and yet they still argue. I didn't say otherwise, and we could say that this machlokas over here is even if we're talking about a communal Omer. So Reish Lakish could not have answered that a communal is treated leniently because in that machlokas of Yochan, he disqualifies even a communal one. Amar of Malkio, Tanachad, one taught that Misalta, from its flying flowers, is teaching us, Shem Chasa Koshu Psula, if it's lacking a little bit, it's going to be possible. Mishamna, and it says, from its oil, Shem Chasa Koshu Psula, it's going to be possible. But Tanya Yidach, and it says, when it says, from the Mincha, that the remainder of the Mincha is for Aaron Ubanov. Prat the Mincha Shechasri, that's excluding a Mincha that itself is lacking. Vishachasa Kumtsa, or whose comets became deficient, Vishlohikter Milavonasam, a klum, or whose lavona was not burned at all. In each of these cases, the remainder may not be eaten by Kohanim, when it said Aaron Ubanov. Trey Koy Bechaser Islamali. Why do I need two psukim? Right, the one about fine flour, the first brisa, and the remainder of the mincha, the second one, right, to go and tell us that this lacking mincha is going to be possible. Right, we don't need it. Lav chad lamincha shechasa kodon kamitza v'chad shiram shechasa being kamitza laktara. Is it not talking about from mincha that became lacking, deficient before kamitza, and one of them is talking about mincha whose leftover became lacking between the kamitza and the burning of the komets. So we see that in both cases the mincha is going to be no good. Utiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan mitarayu. Therefore, it's utiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan in both of them, because Rabbi Yochanan said that the mincha, which becomes lacking before kamitza, is going to be good, as long as you fill it up again, you replenish it. And a mincha which became deficient after kamitza can have its comments brought. So therefore, it's a tiyufta. Says Gemara, lo, not a tiyufta, because chad la mincha shechasra kodan kamitza. One pasuk is talking about mincha that became lacking before kamitza. Di mevi mi beso vimalenu in vilo lo. That if one brings a new flower from his house and, you know, fills it up, replenishes it, then yes, it's going to be good. But if not, then it's going to be no good. And the other one is talking about a v'chad l'shirayim shechasu ben kamitza laktara. One of the pasuk is either the word for the shirayim that became lacking between kamitza and the burning of the komets. Safagav demakter komets aleim. Even though one can burn the komets for them, osam shirayim asum lachila. The shirayim are going to be asur for achila. Now they boilu because they asked. L'divrei omer shirayim shechasu ben kamitza laktara makter komets aleim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if the shirayim became lacking between the kamitza and the burning of the komets, one can burn the comments for them. Osun shirayim, those shirayim themselves, mahim b'achil, what's the din of eating them? Ziri amakra v'han noseris. The pasuk says, and the remainder of the mincha for consumption by Aaron and his sons, which means v'lohan noseris min noseris, but not the remainder of the remainder. Right? Immediately after the comments were removed, the remnants were there in their entirety, so they should become, if they end up becoming diminished, that which is left, the shirayim, of the shirayim. Once only complete remnants can be eaten, and not which remains from them after they've been diminished. Rabbi Yana Yomar Min HaMincha, the pasuk says, from of the mincha, the remainder of the mincha is by Aaron Ubanov, mincha shoyse kfar. It's talking about a mincha that was there already at the time of kmitza. Right? If the mincha was not complete during the kmitza, the leftovers can be, the remnants can be eaten, even if they were diminished in the meantime. Okay, my friends, I'm going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.